and numbing surprise. But God never leaves you nor forsakes you. Praise God. And thank the Lord. There are no surprises for Him. He knows the end from the beginning. And He's already there in your tomorrow. Never caught off guard. Never without a solution. Never without an answer. Oh, I'm thankful He is the peace speaker. He is the way maker. He is the chain breaker. He is the pain taker. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I thought about surprises. And I started to, in my mind, list some of the things that we know in the Scripture that were surprises. And it became difficult to be selective. Which one should I mention in this time? Israel in the wilderness with their journey, the Red Sea before them, the Egyptians behind them, and God opened the way. And that way closed and destroyed the Egyptian army. Manna every morning, water from a rock. My goodness, how many surprises did they have? How many times did the Lord demonstrate His power until finally, 40 years later, they're ready to walk into the Canaan land, and Jericho is the first obstacle. Well, no, the Jordan River was the first obstacle. Again, they went across on dry ground and then around Jericho for a week. Now, that seems rather strange. Once a day for 6 days, don't say anything, don't say a word. And Joshua probably knew they were going to start complaining. That's why he commanded them, don't say anything. The only noise that's going to be is a ram's horn. I should have had you bring your ram's horn and start blowing away on it. A moose might come running, though, if we... The seventh day, they went around seven times. And on the seventh time, shout. Praise God. Amen. And the walls, the Bible says, fell down flat. Praise God. Now, I'm not talking about a little, you know, fence over there that just crashes over and there's no problem going over it or through it or whatever. I'm talking about walls that may have been half the width of our building. I mean, cities back then were built for the walls to be a great defense as well as a means of controlling commerce. That a city without walls, you know, Proverbs talks about. A man without self-control is like a city without walls. That was the strong analogy that was made there because cities had walls. But down they came. Praise God. Goliath going down. David didn't look like he could play the part. Didn't look like he would be the champion that would go against Goliath. Even though he testified three times about the bear and the lion. Three times in 1 Samuel 17, he brings it up. I don't think he's trying to bolster his own courage. I don't think he's trying to convince himself. I think he really wants King Saul to pay attention. I've got some trophies. He's going to be the same way. He's going to be defeated just like the bear and the lion. And so, with the sling and the stone and the name of the Lord, he runs into the valley. Praise God. And those soldiers had to stand up a little taller so that they could see young David running to meet the giant. They could see the giant all right. They just look up. But down into the valley, they had to get on their tiptoes a little bit to see that young man running to meet the giant. And could they believe their eyes? Probably not. As that sling went around and around and the stone flew straight and down went Goliath. Talk about a surprise. And then when he jumped on him and pulled out his sword and severed his head. Praise God. I told the young people that, that's kind of a grisly sight. He's standing there with that yellow buck tooth head hanging from his hand, and he probably took a selfie. No. He wanted them to see. He's defeated. He's dead. He's gone. Amen. Praise God. They covered their eyes so they wouldn't see the dismantling of David. But oh my, what a change. Thank God. A work crew at the campground. And they were working around the Jordan River. And one crewman had an axe. And he's banging away at the trees or at the beam, the Bible calls it. And the axe head flies off. Splash into the water. And he doesn't know what to do because it's made of iron. Down it goes. The muddy Jordan. Alas, master, it was borrowed. You know, the thing about losing something that's been borrowed is now you got to pay for it and you still don't get it. Still not yours. You got to pay whoever you borrowed it from. Elisha said, show me where it went. Over here. And Elisha cut a stick and threw it into the water. And could you believe it? Here comes that axe head. It's floating right there by that stick. Pick it up, he said. And the young man picked it up, and it's still heavy. Axe head, 3 or 4 pounds. It's heavy. It's not light like that stick. Praise God. And I wonder if he borrowed money to buy it. I want that souvenir. Can you believe it? This thing floated. Talk about a surprise. Praise God. And then I thought about Jesus and the miracles of nature that he performed. Feeding of the 5,000. All of these are familiar to you. I'm just reminding you of them. He blessed the bread. He blessed the fish. He gave it to his disciples. They distributed. I wonder how long it took. Eager hands reaching out and eyes almost bugging out of their heads to see the loaf is not getting smaller. The fish is not getting used up. They're just continuing to give it out over and over. And then they collected 12 baskets full. Praise God. How amazing. Jesus walking on the water at night. He's up on the mountain praying. He told his disciples to cross over, and at night he can see them about to have a disaster. How can he see at night? Well, he's God. And he went to them walking on the water. Now, it was some distance. It wasn't like leaving the abbot's house and going out on the Moose River and saying, you guys okay? You need some help? No, he had to go quite a ways. But he went right to them. To their dilemma, to their situation. And then Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Amen. Come on. And Peter stepped over the side and he walked on the water. Praise God. Oh, yeah, he began to sink. But the Lord helped him and he walked back to the boat. Praise God. Oh, every time he looked at water, he's a fisherman. Every time he looked at water, especially that particular body of water, he could remember. Amen. Oh, yeah, the healing and the resurrection. That woman bowed over for 18 years. I was just impressed, Brother Bartlett, how long some of these situations existed. 18 years. Her condition was getting worse and worse, and she was bending over more and more. Couldn't straighten up. Her back and the curvature of her spine and so on, just progressively getting worse for 18 years, but Jesus brought the healing. The man at the pool for 38 years. Would you be made whole? I don't have anybody to help me. You know, in that conversation back and forth and the situation of how it could have happened, how the healing could have taken place, but the Lord healed him right then. 38 years of paralysis gone. 38 years of having to wait on others to carry him back and forth to the pool. 38 years of being hopeful and seeing somebody else get into the pool ahead of him because of his condition. He's not able to scoot himself along on the steps of that pool, but somebody else would be healed before him. And then every year showing up faithfully, I'm going to be there this time. It's going to be my turn this time. 38 years, and the Lord doing a tremendous work. Praise God. Jairus' daughter raised up the widow of Nain's son, Lazarus. How incredible. Amen. The resurrection that the Lord performed. The truth that he would teach, declaring, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. And going all the way back to the manna, going all the way back to that surprise that the people of Israel had. And he said, I am the bread. Amen. Thank God. I am the good shepherd. I'm the light of the world. How many of those he would declare himself to be, and how that John would record the majority of them, and John, in writing Revelation, would have those statements again and the recognition again of who he is. Thank God that we know he can minister to your situations, to your needs, to your circumstances. Thank God for his power to be there for us, because he is the great I am. You must be born again. Incredible teaching. That teaching is being modified now. Back in the 70s, I believe it was, the campaign kind of issue, it became born again, and that became a political issue, a political plank, if you will, in people's stand. I've been born again. And how watered down it has become, how almost meaningless it has become. Thank God it's still powerful. Thank God it's still real. Thank God it still gives people a second chance. It still gives them new life. Hallelujah. Thank God for that power and that blessing. Amen. If you want to see the kingdom, you're going to be born again. If you want to enter the kingdom, you're going to be born again. And thank the Lord. He made the way to be baptized in his wonderful name and filled with his powerful spirit. Thank God. So that it's not something that is abstract. It's something that's concrete. It's something that you know. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord that has been provided for you in a tremendous way. Glory to God. Now, Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33, 14 and 15. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Isaiah is pronouncing judgment against Jerusalem, against the people of God, because of their lack of repentance, their lack of commitment, their lack of desire to walk with God in the way that they are supposed to. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us, they're saying, this is their statement now, the sinners, the hypocrites, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? They're recognizing judgment is sure. It's coming, and nobody is going to be exempt from it. Nobody is going to be able to withstand it and come through on the other side and say, ha, I made it. Didn't have to go God's way. I did it my way. No one's going to be able to walk in that way. But he answers his own question in verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressors or oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from the seeing of evil. Praise God. That's a changed life. That's the potential of what God can do in somebody's life. Amen. And thank the Lord, he dealt with hypocrisy. He dealt with sin. He didn't push sinners aside. When others were saying, oh, if he was a righteous man, he wouldn't let that sinner woman touch him. He wouldn't spend time talking to her. And even the disciples being surprised when they came to the well, why are you talking to that woman, a Samaritan woman? No, he didn't hold back. Thank God he reached out to everyone. And the hypocrisy is seen in the Pharisees who would feed their ox on a Sabbath day, who would even gather friends to help pull their ox out of a pit on the Sabbath day. But oh, did they criticize when that woman for 18 years with her infirmity being bowed down, bowed over, was made straight on the Sabbath. And they criticized. They wanted to call him out and say, you're breaking the Sabbath, when they were so concerned and so pitiful for just an ox, but this daughter of Abraham needing to be healed. Amen. Fearfulness, the scripture says, has surprised the hypocrites. See, the element of hypocrisy wants to make it seem like everything is okay. Nothing's amiss. Nothing's wrong. We're comfortable. We're in the place of complacency. But this scripture says their little kingdom collapses around them. And fearfulness becomes the surprise. And Jesus pronounces woe. Woe unto you Pharisees and hypocrites. And the contrast of the compassion that the Lord held for the sinner woman who came into Simon's house. Jesus was invited to eat. Now, the hospitality of Simon was commendable. That was good. But he didn't even offer the common courtesies of foot washing and so on, and Jesus entered into his home. But this woman, without a word, as far as we know, without saying anything, her actions spoke louder than words, came with her alabaster box, the ointment being poured upon the feet of Jesus, her tears splashing hot upon his feet, her hair wiping his feet dry. And she continued that for several moments. And Simon, so critical, so self-righteous, so feeling like if he was a prophet, he would know what manner of woman she is. And then Jesus spoke. Two people in debt, one forgiven 500, the other forgiven 50. Who is going to love the most? Simon had the sense to answer correctly. He had sense. It wasn't that he was stuck in that realm of hypocrisy or stuck in that realm of self-righteousness. He could have made changes. He could have done things differently. Amen. And because others had. John the Baptist preached powerfully to them and they changed. And who's that little guy that went up the tree? Zacchaeus. He changed. And Simon could have as well. But he didn't. Criticized both Jesus and the woman in his heart. But Jesus forgave her sins. Oh, I'm thankful. He cried on the cross, forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. Thank God that the cross has forgiveness for you and I. Thank God his blood that was shed cleanses us, washes us, praise God, to where that heavy weight of sin no longer needs pull us down. And the devil with all of his lies, the devil with all of his accusations, the devil with all of his weight that he wants to put on you. Thank God, forgiveness, so powerful and so wonderful. Amen, amen. So much so that there are surprises of salvation. Amen. You've been surprised by how good salvation is? You've been surprised at how faithful the Lord is? You've been surprised at how he answers your prayers in a way that you didn't even dream. Oh, we like to give God advice. We like to tell the Lord, do it this way, Lord. answer my prayer like this? I get a phone call every now and then. It's on the answering machine, Brother Bartlett. This is Sister So-and-so. I don't know who she is. Hasn't been to our church. But her request is, pray for my husband. Pray for my husband. And then finally, I realized she doesn't have a husband. She's praying for one. And she wants us to join in with her prayer for her husband. Well, God bless her. The Lord may surprise her in the way that's been answered. I must be a little bit dense. I couldn't figure out. I don't know who you are, lady. I don't know who your husband is. And then finally, she let me know he's got to be there somewhere. God's going to have one for me somewhere. Well, salvation. Out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, what a tremendous surprise. Praise God. Amen. Darkness that was depressing. Darkness that caused fear. Darkness that was entrapping. But out of that darkness into marvelous light. Oh, praise God. But yet a salvation that is called common. Jude says it's the common salvation because everybody comes the same way and it ministers to everyone in the same way. So great salvation, but yet so common salvation because everybody has their needs met. Everybody has their sins forgiven. Everybody has their sins remitted by the powerful name of Jesus. Everybody receives the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Hallelujah. Amen. Salvation for so many. Everyone that believeth. Praise God. The resurrection. Usually Easter time we're reading the ends of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it's amazing to think that they didn't believe it. They thought it was idle tales. There were some who doubted. There were some who were afraid. There were some who questioned. Come on, the tomb's empty. You know, we're saying from the perspective of hindsight, come on, can't you believe it? He said he was going to do it. But the death was so horrible. And so long, 6 hours on the cross. The tomb with its finality just seemed like, that's it. It's over. The one we thought was Messiah is lying cold and still in that tomb. And so the stone rolled away, the angels with their messages, the ladies who were there first, God bless you, ladies. For your faith, your belief, your strong stand on what we know to be a life that is changed by the power of God. And you don't mind showing it by the way you dress, the way you act, the way you look. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord that is displayed in a life that's yielded and surrendered to the Lord. Believing His promises and calling upon His great name. And here they come with those spices. Amen. Gonna minister to him one more time. And oh, Jesus, alive, powerful, resurrected. Thank God. That's why lives can be changed. It's not a fable. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a legend. It's something powerful. It's something real. Ah, hallelujah. Thank God. The message that you hold to be true in the Word of God and in your heart is something that can change lives. That's why Isaiah said, you can walk righteously. You can speak uprightly. You can reject extortion. You can refuse bribes. You won't listen to murderous plans. Ooh. The whole gospel to the whole world by the whole church. Don't be confused now. It's not the whole gossip. to the whole world by the whole church. No, no, no. It's gospel. Good news. Good news. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He won't listen to murderous plans. Gossip can murder someone's reputation just as easily as pulling a gun and shooting him. That's right. Not going to do that. Keep your eyes from evil. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. A changed life. That's what Isaiah was looking at here. Amen. Not the fearfulness that surprises the hypocrites. No, a changed life that is powerful. A changed life that's a witness. A changed life that goes on and on serving God and doing his work and fulfilling his will. Because then there's a promise of heaven. Praise God. Oh, the surprises. The surprises. They're going to be over there. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard. Praise God. Amen. Our loved ones over there. Oh, my. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Jesus will be there. Thank God. And you may surprise somebody that you're there. Praise God. Let's go ahead and surprise them. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I made it. Praise God. I made it. Hallelujah. Determine in your heart, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Let's stand tonight. Praise God. I'm going to make it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy to pre-qualify people that you witness to. Somebody going by on a loud motorcycle with leather and insignia on the back and so on. Ooh, I don't think I'll witness to him. But they may be hungry in recognizing everything they've done has left them empty. Everything they've tried has been dissatisfying. Everywhere they've turned has been wrong. And they may be searching. And one word from you. One testimony, one witness. Praise God. They bring a change. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Brother Farmer's son, Arthur, in the altar Sunday afternoon. Arms covered in tattoos. Just 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago or so, he saw Brother Parrish and he told him, I'm going to come back to church. If I can, I will be there. I'm coming back to church. And there he was. Praise God. His hands raised. Tears streaming. Oh. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. You may be surprised at the response that you get from someone that you invite, someone that you witnessed, someone that you take time to teach a Bible study. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Why don't we come and pray here for a few minutes? I preached a little long a week ago Friday in Fairbanks. Preached a little long, might have surprised them at the time, but I promised them. The next 40-year celebration, I won't preach as long. Praise God. But we've got time to just ask the Lord to help us right now. We've got time, Lord. Lord, no matter what surprises life has for me, I want to hold your hand. No matter what surprises I come up against, Lord, I want to keep walking with you. Amen. And Lord, help me to be able to reach out. Help me, Lord, to be able to touch somebody. Amen. It's a common salvation. Everybody comes the same way to the Lord. Baptized in the precious name of Jesus. Filled with the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Able to live a life that is changed because of the power of God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Can we reach out together now and let the Lord minister to us? Let the Lord touch us. Praise God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.